produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley, Jr. This space and time is just what you've been praying for. Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching will enlighten, empower, and enrich your life. You've got questions? The Holy Spirit has answers. Invite someone else to listen as the Holy Spirit delivers healing for the hurting.
I want to share with you some things that causes your life to change in ways, right? That you're about to experience God, can I just talk this way? In a brand new way. Your thinking limits the side of him he can show you. Your thinking limits that. Because God can't show you something that your thinking won't. Because whatsoever man, that's who he is. So what God has to do is bring somebody in your space, and I just happen to be the guy this morning, that literally has traveled places you haven't traveled, have seen things you haven't seen. So then when I start talking, you get a chance to sightsee. Watch this, y'all, without paying the price. Because you keep thinking you paid the price to get to church. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Nah, you just beat back a devil to get to church. I had to die so I could hear this. I had to sacrifice space. So I could hear this thing. So you can experience God in this brand new way. That when you leave this place, you will be had a new beginning. We just keep coming to church. I want you to have encounters. I just told the guys coming out of my office, Bernard, that literally I learned from Peter, God will never be in my space. I won't know he's there. Peter, wait, I mean, Jacob, he wakes up and says, the Lord was here. And I didn't even know it. God left traces that Jacob could have enjoyed, but he didn't because he slept through it. No. How God didn't wake Jacob up? Oh, yeah. No. How you walked in this building this morning and you still waiting on a chance to have prayer with somebody? How something didn't activate in you? No. How you in the building and you still got your mind on what they said to you this week? What are you doing? And God is about to impact your life forever, ever, ever. You done made it through the doors and you still think you need a meeting with me? You done got in a space that God finna show you a side of him that you have never seen. And you say you still need prayer. No, no. Well, Bishop, I'm going through. Well, you're getting ready to go to. If you're going through, you're supposed to get to something. You just can't keep going through. You got to get. So Ephesians is about to give you the encounter that causes you to literally walk your life at its best. I'm learning this the longer I live in this thing called pastoral work, that sometimes I'm wanting for people more than they want for themselves. And it's hurting me, Bernard, because when you don't receive it, I get backlash from it. And it hits me in my face and it messes with my body. And so I'm learning that if you don't want it, me and you can still be friends. But I can't give it to you no more because it's detrimental to my natural physical body. And this is the only one I got. Even though it might not look like much to you, this is all I got. When this is over, we're going to lay in a box somewhere across town. It's all I got. So I cannot literally give Satan an unfair advantage against me no more. Because sometimes my heart to make people better, Bernard, has sometimes made me worse. It has given Satan angles at me. I'm doing the same thing with the men now. Same thing. Same thing. I'm asking questions. So did you want to go to the men's retreat? Because if you didn't want to go, ain't no need to be talking to you about no retreat. You might be talking about something else, about a football game or something. You ain't wanting to go. Okay, somebody got mad with me. Well, you should have went there. Or raise your hand when I ask you. Because I'm not the one no more. I'm gonna do God's business. It's a group of people coming. It's a group of people coming. It's a group of people coming that's going to beat me to church. They're about to be so desperate for this move that God has so given us. You might want to take your invisible name off your seat. Everybody knows your seat, so nobody don't sit there. You got an invisible name there. You better sit where you can. Because there's a group coming. There's a group coming. Sometime when I come in here and clean up, Bernard. Sometime when I come in here and clean up, somebody done deliberately left their coat. I know who it be. Ain't nobody else wear a coat this little. I don't say nothing. How you left your coat deliberately? You must have got 9 coats at the house, all these coats you leave. But anyhow, I'm trying to get you to the place where when you walk in this building, you walk in this building believing that this is the turning point in your life. That something is about to happen for you that's going to cause you. So in Ephesians chapter 3. Listen, y'all. So what I want to do now in Ephesians chapter 3, I'm going to read verse 1 and 2 and then verse 13. And then the title of this particular lesson might get you so that we might not have to preach long. Well, I'm telling you, sir, something happened. Verse number 1 of chapter 3, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you towards you. Watch this. Verse 13. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. Okay. The good news is, this is my topic. The good news is, God got this. The, The good news is God got this. Whatever your this is. Whatever your this is, good news, God got this. No. Whatever's happening to you, whatever Satan is throwing at you, whatever Satan is doing to you, however things are happening, whatever going on in your body, whatever the doctor said, I got good news. God got this. You better talk to this. You need to open your mouth right now and talk to this. Whatever your this is, you need to talk to it right now before I go any further and say, did you hear what Bishop said? God got this. I like to run down the road when he gave me the title. Whatever you've been crying about. Whatever been hurting you, whatever been had you stuck, whatever been had you walking in depression, whatever been had you with low self-esteem, whatever been having you walking with unforgiveness, whatever been had you sorrow, whatever, you got to put this with that because I got good news for you. God got this. You talking like this got you. God got that. You can sleep at night. God got that. You can walk in peace. God got that. God got this. Ain't nobody running things but God. Ain't nobody running things but God. Yo, ain't nobody running nothing but God. I don't care who they think they is. I don't care what they done said. I don't care what law they passed. I don't care what rules they set. At the end of the day, the good news is. The reason why Jesus on the cross with nails in his hand, nails in his feet, been pierced in the side, pulled his beard out by the root, done been whipped with a cat of nine tails, 40 lashes. The reason why he could do it with boldness and say it is finished is because he said the good news is God got. In Ephesians 3, verse 1 and 2, Paul is a prisoner, watch this, prisoner for the Gentiles. Watch this. So he became a prisoner for the Gentiles so the Gentiles could be free. You need to understand, God is going to always inconvenience somebody so you can get convenient. You don't ever think you the only, y'all, hear me. The reason why God breaks my rest, the reason why God places me on fasting, the reason why God sets limits for me, tell me what I can and cannot do. Even though he lets you do it, he won't let me do it. Even though he lets you go there, he won't let me go there. Even though he lets you buy that, he won't let me buy that. Because, watch this, because all my discipline is not for me. It's for you. Oh God, I feel this morning. Paul said, I'm a prisoner because of you. Now, Paul is talking twofold. He's really in prison because he told the good news to the Gentiles. They locked him up. But Bernard, my ministry is a prison to me. I don't have the freedom to say everything, go everywhere, do everything. I don't have that freedom. I get in prison with God so you can be free. And how dare you come to this church and talk about you ain't free. When sometimes my belly and my backbone fighting because I'm so hungry and he won't lift me to eat. I told him that in something. I didn't even get out of something yesterday before I eat. Right there on the main road, me and Caesar turning right in there. Right there. I was starving. Felt like I was in there. They had a big little seafood platter. That's what I got. So you could pick four things off it. I said, doubt and doubt and doubt and doubt. Doubt and doubt and doubt and doubt. And is this cake homemade? She said, yeah, and that right there too. And a large tea. Because I didn't eat yesterday, so the people in Sumter could. I didn't eat this morning, Erica, so y'all could. And so sometimes when people looking at me when I said I didn't eat at the house, they say, bitch, you look hungry. I don't look hungry. I is. No, I don't look. I is. I didn't eat nothing. I haven't eaten since yesterday when I left from down there, and then I got home and eat at 5 o'clock. I haven't eaten nothing else. So I have to buff my body. I have to bring me under subjection so God can get some glory out of this thing. Paul says, so in verse number one and two, Paul says that I'm a prisoner. Watch this, y'all. So the Gentiles can be free. So he says that God has decided to put me in a certain predicament so you will never have to be in one. He's decided, Leon, to literally make my life an example of discipline. He's decided that he will give me rules that he don't give you. And sometimes I don't think it's fair. But God said to me one time, using you ain't fair either. Because I could find somebody better than you to use. He says, oh, don't you complain about how I get the grace out of you. Don't you complain how I get the glory out of you. Because it is a better swap. Because I'm letting you sense my presence with your crazy self. I'm letting you sense my presence with your mean self at times. I'm letting you. I told God what Brian said, I'm sorry. No, God, I'm sorry that I had the nerve to complain about your discipline. I had the nerve to say that I didn't enjoy this no more. And now I see, God, that your reward for me is much greater. Somebody complaining about the dollar you gave me. I'll give you 10 of them back. If you could experience a moment that I had to experience to get this revelation. I'll give you your dollar back plus 9 more. Because what God is doing, Paul said, I'm a prisoner and I'm the prisoner for your glory. I'm going through this. Sometimes I'm thinking, I say, God, why I think that way first? He said, because I made you that way first. He said, because you done got the thinking of me. Because you think kingdom first and then all these other. will be added. He said, ain't I been adding stuff to you, son? I said, yes, you have. And so I'm looking for double my 3,800. I'm looking for God to do something in my life. I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it. I know you say I shouldn't be looking for it. You don't look for it. I'm looking for it. I give to get. I'm a farmer. When I put seed in the ground, I'm expecting a harvest. Somebody in this room ought to give God the kind of glory that he so desires. When I was writing my name on the envelope this morning, he said to me this way, Janine. He said, son, you need to know this. I never forget your labor of love. I keep the record of every time you make it easier for folk to see me. I keep the record every time you do it in a way so I get more glory out the thing. He said, I'm the great paymaster, and I never pay you back your $3,800. I give you double, sometimes triple, and I keep moving up till you get 100-fold of everything you put in the ground. Somebody in this room ought to start understanding the reason why you in this place is that God finna start making you what he made me. He's finna start using you like he used me. He's finna start causing you to have breath in your hand because he can trust you with it. So in Ephesians 3, chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, Paul says that God has revealed to him the mysteries, the secrets to the, watch this. So he revealed them to Paul so Paul could reveal them to the people. You need to understand, God ain't never given me nothing, Miss Kim, just for Junior Presley. When God gives me revelation, he has the whole house in mind. You ought to lean back on it and say, God, thank you for giving our man of God the revelation of the mystery, because that means I'm going to get to know you better. Somebody in the room ought to give God glory. Say, when the Lord first started giving me, Jenna is my witness, when the Lord first started giving me decent cars, not hoop this, when he first started giving me decent cars as the shepherd of New Beginning, the first group of people would see the car would be the church. I would pull it in front of the church, open all the doors, the hood, and the trunk, and have the Bible said, y'all go out there and sit in it. Look at it, walk around it, view it, because I want you to know, because what he's doing for me, he gonna do for you. But what happened, Teresa? Some of my members start getting jealous of me, and they was the one to start talking all that trash about me in the streets. And then God said to me, he said, son, you can't back off from showing it to them, because a few folk don't want to see it. And so now watch this. When I did my housewarming, we had to park cars. It was so many folks, we had to turn like this to get in the house, because I want everybody connected to me to realize I died for this. And as soon as God get ready to put you in the same position, you will know how to handle it, because you watch me. Listen, Ephesians chapter 3 says that literally Paul says that what God did was he privileged me, Paul says, to have the get the mysteries so I could reveal them unto y'all. Don't ever think that what I know I can charge you for it. Freely I received it. Freely. If you start putting prices on revelation, if you start putting prices on how to teach people how to pray, if you start putting prices on teaching people how to worship, you done changed the core of the thing. You got it for free. Why are you charging? Every single thing, right now to this day, Erica, my honorarium is still a free will offering. I still don't have no price on it. I don't spend a dollar of HBJ money. I make sure that my evangelistic ministry can float. Not me buy me a boat. I need to make this thing float. And God will take care of me. I've been talking to God now for about the last 5 months.
Thank you so much for listening to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley Jr. We pray that it has blessed your life tremendously, has caused you to examine your life, and brought healing to your soul. If you'd like to experience more of Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching, you can visit nbmweb.org or find him on Facebook at HPJ Ministries. If you'd like to sow into the ministry, you may cash app using $BishopHPJ. If you're interested in booking, email bishophpj@gmail.com or visit nbmweb.org. Until next time, walk in your healing.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.